I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 46. And today's Positive Thursday topic is going to be embracing yourself, embracing the real you. Unleash that real you inside of you. Let's go. I hope each one of you are having a super blessed day today. Even if you may find yourself being stressed or just having one of them days, we all have them. I hope your day gets better today. For those of you that's listening and tuning in for the first time, I thank each one of you for joining me on this Positive Thursday. Thank you. I'm Zuri Flower. How's the weather where you're at? I know everybody is located in different areas. Over here in Philly where I'm at, the weather is, it's kind of nice, but it's getting kind of cool. So right now it's like really early, early. So it's kind of cool a little bit, like in the 40s, but it's supposed to warm up. But anyway, today's Positive Thursday topic is basically, it's something that everyone can relate to as far as self-acceptance and embracing your real you. I know that many people wear false masks to be accepted by others or being afraid of a rejection. I myself have went through that many times, for many years, wearing a false mask, being something that I wasn't. My birthday was Monday, actually, Monday. I turned 40. I'm 42. I'm about to say 46. I'm making myself older than I'm not. But yes, I turned 42 years old, and I'm in a new chapter in my life. And I decided to talk about this top Positive Thursday topic because I know that everyone is going through different things in their life, different transformations. And I believe that talking about a topic like this can help many people out there that want to step out into being the real them, taking that mask off and stepping into something that you know you've been called to do. And being yourself, it takes courage. It takes a lot of faith. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm still in my own journey of self-discovery and learning who I am and being true to who I am, regardless of where I'm at and who I am. Although I'm still a work in process, God is still working in me in many areas. How many of you had, growing up, had like a lot of I know it's kind of like a personal question. How many of you listeners had childhood trauma growing up and got teased growing up, or maybe had someone, you know, say bad things about you that affected your childhood, affected you at time when you was younger? And then even up to now, you know, you're still being affected by past issues. And I believe that sometimes in life, our world is shaped of how we grow up, even though, you know, we don't have to let our past define us. But sometimes some people carry them hidden wounds inside themselves and they hold on to old stuff that hinder them from being the person that they are meant to be. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story, about my history, because I want y'all to get to know me personally. Y'all going to be tuning in, listening to me every Thursday. And I'm not only if I'm going to share my story, I'm going to want to hear some of y'all's stories. I'm going to leave my email address and also other ways how you can contact me and you can send me a message on this podcast after this over with. And what I want to say is this. At the age of 5, well, actually, growing up, I was born with a rare genetic disorder called neurofibromatosis. Neurofibromatosis, I know it's a long name. You're probably like, what the hell is that? Well, neurofibromatosis is a rare genetic disorder that affects 1 out of 5,000 births. It causes non-cancerous tumors. It's a type 1 and a type 2. I have type 1. I have little non-cancerous, like little bumps on my skin and on my nose and on my forehead. And but it's not cancerous. And some people who have neurofibromatosis, their cases is really, really severe. But mine's is like, it's mild. It's not that bad. So anyway, make a long story short. So growing up, you know, I had this rare genetic disorder. I'm the only person in my family that have it. And I used to be so ashamed, you know, of the bump on my forehead and my nose. So I would wear my bangs like really, really long, like real long to try to hide it. So I would have like this long piece of hair in the middle of my face. And my mom used to always say, Zuri, you look so silly wearing your bangs like that. All it is was going to draw attention. But the kids are so horrible. You know, I used to get teased a lot, you know, about my nose, about my bumps. And that made me feel insecure about myself, even almost up into like adulthood. So it took me a very long time to really accept what I have. So I start wearing my bangs long to cover the tumors on my face. from the ages of, I say I was in middle school, I say elementary school, all the way up until about 11th grade. That's when I stopped wearing my bangs short. I mean, long in my face. So this is how I have, this is so funny. I'm going to make y'all laugh. So my, my mom got my hair done for me. I was in 11th grade. My hairdresser, she had came over. She did my hair. And she cut my bangs really, really short. Real short. I cried like a baby. When I'm talking about like a baby, I was like, I turned into a big, big baby. I was like, when? I cried for like almost like about like 10 minutes straight. I'm not exaggerating, y'all, because sometimes when we insecure about certain things in our life, you know, it can be maybe a body image or so forth. And, you know, you have people that tease you and talk about you. That can really have an effect on your life. So anyway, I was crying about my bangs being cut short by the hairdresser. My boyfriend at the time, he got the small mirror for the hairdresser. And he put the mirror in my face. He said, look at you. He said, that looks fine how your hair is now with your bangs cut short. It looks a lot better. And once I started to look in the mirror and I'm looking, I'm like, you know what? It don't look bad. And from that point on, in my 11th grade year of high school, I mean, my 11th grade year, I think I was like around like 16, I started wearing my bangs short. And I started to embrace the part of me of having neurofibromatosis with a bump on my nose and my forehead. So I wasn't completely a self-acceptance of it, but it was a beginning for me because I stopped hiding it and I started showing people this is a part of me, even though it didn't stop the teasing or stuff like that. But as time went on, I started to accept myself more and more and more and more. And now that I'm 42 years old, I'm starting to accept myself more and more and more, embrace the real me and unleash the real me, regardless of what anyone say or think about me. It takes strength to step out to be in your true self. But can I tell you one thing, each one of you listeners, one thing? When you step out to who you really are, not only does it open the door for you for peace in yourself and it takes a weight off of you, it opens up many opportunities, especially career-wise, relationship-wise, if you're trying to build a relationship. Because if you're trying to build a relationship with someone, whether it can be a love relationship or a friendship, you're building the relationships with others, but you're not, in the process, you're building relationships, but you're not being you. And that takes up the space of, I guess it's kind of like, how can I put it in words? I'm getting my words all twisted up, everyone. I don't care if I make mistakes. I want to just be transparent. We all make mistakes. So when you're developing friendships and relationships with others, whether it's a love relationship or just a basic friendship, when you being your true self, not only is it more fulfilling to yourself, it's more fulfilling to others because they're seeing the beautiful person that you are inside of you. Think about all the greats, all the people, you know, that's famous all around the world. They were just a regular, everyday, average person, and they just did something that they enjoyed. Not even just famous, but people just in general. And when you're your true self, I mean, it's like, it's a beautiful thing. And you love yourself for who you are regardless. You're like, this is me. Whoever don't accept me, they just don't accept me. And life can be really hard. And it can be a difficult thing. You know, it can be a difficult thing. And also, you know, everybody is not going to accept us. But the most important thing is this, that you accept yourself and that you love yourself. And you was made to be who you are. Just think about it. If we was all the same, if we all had the same eyes, same nose, same complexion, everything, wouldn't it be boring? It'd be so boring. You walking around all these lookalikes. You're like, oh my gosh, this is just ridiculous. This is just ridiculous. And embracing yourself and loving yourself for who you are and accepting yourself for who you are, it's a journey. It's like a book. It's like, you know how like if you buy a book out the store and it have different chapters in it, and each lesson in life that we go through, whether it's hard, you know, and difficult, it's like you learn from that lesson, and you learn not only from the lesson, but you also learn things about yourself. Little bit by little, you know, you start to see things in yourself that you never even recognize. If you're, I mean, that you're a great mom, dad, friend, I mean, you may have a special gift of helping other people. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Embracing yourself is like when you overeat. You know, y'all ever overeat? So you ever had like, you know how sometimes, especially for those of you that's on a healthy journey, right? Or just people in general. Embracing yourself is like when you eat something really good, like a meal, and you overeat so much, you like, dang, I'm stuffed. I feel like I'm fat. But you don't care because you embrace yourself because you had a good meal. Y'all got me? Y'all understand what I'm trying to say? So self-discovery and embracing yourself, not only did I say it was a life journey, but it takes time. And one of the things that can also help to find, if you're like in a stuck in like a confusion mode or just trying to figure out where you want to go in life with yourself and trying to know who you are, because we can give ourselves to others. And what I mean by that, it's nothing wrong with helping people at all. But if you don't have balance in that, you can lose yourself. You know, you can lose yourself and all that if you don't have balance. If you give. It don't have to be money, but just in general. So you have to have balance in that. And I can tell you so many stories from that. I mean, I've always been a giver. I always didn't mind helping people. I always had a lot of people come to me for advice, and family and friends come to me for advice, and I would give them a feedback. And I didn't mind. And there was one season in my life, I mean, this went on for years and years. I gave myself up. So I gave too much of myself, too much. It was so bad to the point was I didn't even know who I was. And I lost mostly everything, like everything. I lost a lot. Not only who I was, I lost my self-worth, my faith, finances. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So we have to be careful how we give ourselves to others. I mean, like as far as you got to have balance in that. And if you want to, you know, discover more of who you are, prayer always changes things. Pray, you know, pray to to God or whoever your faith or who you believe in, so you can find that peace within to discover the person you want to be and you want to create. I mean, donate to some organization, even maybe like a dollar or something to something that you like, or do something that you like, that you're passionate about, like something that you can do, you know, like with no problem, and you don't have to do too much with it, and it just gives you this peace and this fulfilling feeling. Y'all heard me how I said that word? I said fulfilling feeling. But I was just thinking about this topic. I was like, okay, Monday I celebrated my birthday. And I was doing a lot of reflection, you know, just thinking about everything that I've been through and how far God brought me. And sometimes, you know, I believe we can be our worst critic. And sometimes we also can let the outside noise affect the real person that we ought to be. And I believe that no one can stop you from doing anything that you put your mind to. It all starts with you, how you think, your outlook, and how you see things, and how you see yourself. That is like the number one thing. And if you have a journal, like a book, or even if you have your phone with you, if you don't, like, if you're that kind of person, you don't like to write on paper or anything, use your phone. Like, you know, we have this technology today, and you could just talk right in the phone, and it has like a recorder. Even if you got an Android, so it doesn't matter what kind of phone. Or either just type up in the notes like what you're thinking about, your thoughts. You know, writing is so therapeutic. And listening to some good music, like your favorite kind of music. And writing down everything that you accomplished that you thought you never accomplished. Especially this year. I know this year has been really difficult for everyone with this coronavirus and, you know, job losses. And I call this year the year of change, the year of new beginnings. And the only reason why I call that the year of change and new beginnings, because everything was shut down and a lot of people couldn't go to the places that they once a joy. So it was restricted to everyone. So I think it gave a lot of people a time to really to think and reflect about different things in life and how things is not promised, and how you just gotta just do what you gotta do and don't take things for granted and forgive and love yourself first, because you can't love others unless you love yourself. And that's so important. That's so important. Very important. And I had to discover that myself. And sometimes we may not know that we are blocking our own true self, blocking the person that we are meant to be. And forgiveness, I'm talking about forgiveness, forgiving ourselves. You know, I know sometimes we can beat ourselves up or past mistakes we have made over and over and over again. And even if it feels like we are moving forward to something new, we may find ourselves, you know, the past might resurface again. And if you find them things coming up, just say, you know what, acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. Say, you know what, that did happen. And I did make a mistake, but I'm moving forward from that. I'm not going to constantly stay there and be stuck and say and be stuck there and play the victim role and saying, oh, this person, you know, I did this mistake. I did that. It happens. You know, it happens. I could tell y'all so many things that I had. I've met so many mistakes that I have made. And I know y'all can share some mistakes y'all made. And you ever had that? You ever had that aha moment when you reflecting? You know how we have them difficult things we find that happen to us in our lives, and you just sit up there, you think about it. During the time, it was really hard and difficult, and then you just bust out laughing out of nowhere. You go, oh, wow, that happened. But you know what? That wasn't that bad. Like, you know, if you had like a bad relationship with somebody, and you thought that person was the love of your life, but they wasn't. They were just an amateur. That's funny, right, y'all? That's funny. Oh, gosh, that's hilarious. I believe that you have to laugh. Laughing is good for the soul. It's good for the heart. It's good for healing. It's good for moving on in life and moving into a new chapter. I have another question I want to ask you. Do I have any Virgos on the line on this podcast today that had a past birthday or a birthday coming up this month? I want to say happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Celebrate. Celebrate yourself because you deserve it. You deserve it. You really do. I know I might not know each one of you personally, but I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart. Yes, absolutely. Do I have any parents on here that have kids that started back in school, going from pre-K up into high school or college? My son, he just, I know it was off topic, but I want to say this. I brought this up because I was just thinking about school. And I want to, you know, I was saying that, you know, some, what do y'all think about the school policies, how they have it now where everything's online and the kid's not able to go back to school? What do you parents think about that? You think that this coronavirus situation that's going on, do you think that it's going to be, you know, some kind of cure for it soon? Do you think our kids will be going back to school anytime, college students, or whether they're in elementary or high school or whatever, middle school? What do y'all think about that? It's deep, right? It's really deep. My son, he finished high school already actually a couple months ago, so he'll be going to college next year. So I pray that everything works out with that. And for the youth parents that do have kids that's in school, that's taking online school for right now, I want to say I wish y'all the best. You know, I wish you and the, I wish y'all the best with your kids as far as, you know, adjusting to this new norm, you know, for everybody going to school, you know, online. And I know some, I think in some states or even here where I'm located at, some schools are open and they are allowing like a certain amount of kids to be in the classroom. So I think maybe about like 10 or so forth, I think. But getting back to the topic that I was talking about as far as embracing yourself and loving yourself. Embracing yourself and loving yourself and accepting yourself for who you are. It can be so hard. It can be a really hard journey. And I know for those of you that are probably thinking like, I do love myself. I do embrace myself. But I believe that with some people are born with that confidence. But I believe it also that, you know, many people self, you know, doubt themselves, they second guess themselves and compare themselves to other people. You know how like if you walking down the street or you in a mall or store and you see somebody and they might be look all beautiful or, you know, handsome and face made up, you know, dressed nice. You never know the story behind the face. You never know that person, what the person may had to go through. You know, so that's why, you know, prejudging people, you just never know, you know. So I had to learn that as well, too. I believe that we can all sometimes be judgmental, you know, with people, you know, people we may not know. And that I love this song. It's a gospel song. It says, "You don't know my story." That's what it's called. You don't know my story. You don't know people's stories. So sometimes everything that you see may not always be what it is. And I hope this podcast have helped someone. And also, I want to say this. This is what I want to say. If you in the process and the journey, which I believe that we are, because self-discovering who we are is not like a overnight thing. It's an everyday thing. An everyday thing. It's like you add in stuff. Like say like if you go into a market and you put in stuff in a basket, things that you need, like milk, water, or whatever. I believe that's how life is. Like when you wake up and God wake you up in the morning and whatever you gotta do, work or anything that you're doing in your life, you add in on stuff to make your life better, whether it's helping others, you know, doing the basic things that we all take for granted. And if you have something that you enjoy, a passion that you want to pursue in your life, that you know that is a part of you, that you know is a part of you, that you know you should be doing it, do it. Because that also helps to discover who you are. That's why by me doing this podcast, I've been doing this podcast for almost about 3 years. After this year, it'll be 3 years. And when I started doing this podcast, I knew it was like, it just gave me this like fulfilling inside of me, like this peace inside my heart. And I can do this all day, all night without even getting paid for it. But to be honest, it wouldn't be wrong with getting paid for it. I wouldn't mind getting paid for it either. But besides all that, I love doing this. And me doing this, I discovered that I found out who I was. I found out a lot about myself by me doing this Positive Thursday podcast. And one of the things that I found out about myself is that how unique I am, how when I talk to other people, people do get inspired, and how when you do what you love, it enhances that strength inside of you, that self-worth. And I just want to say to each one of you that's struggling with being your true self and having a difficult time taking the mask off, I want to encourage you and let you know that you are beautiful, you are special, or if you are a guy, you're handsome. Take that mask off, take that self-doubt off. Take that shame off, because we all make mistakes. We are on a journey in this thing we call life. And I want to say this also. I am truly happy to know that this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life episode 46, embracing the real you, loving yourself for who you are, inspire each one of you. Share this podcast with others because there is power in the numbers. Follow me on Twitter. @ Zoe Flower Twitter, and follow me on Instagram, Zoe Flower 8 Instagram, and please subscribe to my YouTube page. I really would appreciate that. It's Zoe Flower YouTube page, and check out my healthy food on the go every Wednesday, and you can see that on my page as well too, on my YouTube channel. God bless each one of you, and I want to hear your feedback from this podcast, what y'all thought about it, and I want to hear, like, you know, about how each one of you are discovering the persons that y'all are meant to be, and how y'all taking a mask off and being your true self and walking in your truth and your worth. You can email me a message on this podcast, or you can send me a message at zoeflower8@gmail.com. God bless each one of you, and I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. And remember this, you are one of a kind. And it's okay to be the true you. Regardless of what anyone think or say, you are one of a kind. Don't you forget it. Give yourself a big hug, a big kiss, and say, "This is me." Look right in the mirror and say, "This is me. This is me." Like the Mary J. Blige song, "Take Me As I Am." Take yourself as you are.